The third bracha of Birchot Kriyat Shema Emes V'Yatziv is a response to what we just read in Shema. We read three paragraphs that God told Klal Yisrael, important principles of faith. Number one is belief in the Yichud Hashem, that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the world. Kabbalos Ol Baruch Hu Shemayim. Second paragraph, we accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvos, and we believe that there'll be reward and punishment if we observe the mitzvos or fail to observe the mitzvos. And number three, the third paragraph, that we celebrate a God who not only created the world and created mankind, but who's active in our lives, who redeemed us from Egypt, and we believe that he will redeem us in the future again. So these are three paragraphs from the Torah. And Emes V'Yatziv, on the one hand, it's the third bracha of the Birchot Kriyat Shema. Therefore, the focus is on it corresponds to, let's say, the third paragraph of Kriyat Shema, right? The first bracha of Kriyat Shema, Yotze Or, corresponds to the first paragraph of Kriyat Shema, Hashem creating the world. The second bracha of Kriyat Shema corresponds to the second paragraph of Kriyat Shema of Torah and Mitzvot. And the third paragraph of Kriyat Shema, well, it corresponds to the third bracha of Kriyat Shema of Emes V'Yatziv, corresponds to the third paragraph of Kriyat Shema of Hashem redeeming us from Egypt. A lot of the third bracha of Kriyat Shema, Emes V'Yatziv, discusses Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, the Shira of Moshe, following these events, Michamocha, Hashem Yibloch Olam Voed. So, again, the third bracha is about redemption. However, initially, we say Emes, right? Hashem Elokeichem Emes. We are saying whatever we just read in the Torah of Shema, Vayim Shema, Vayomer, these paragraphs of the Torah that reflect critical statements of belief, we believe that they are Emes, they are true. We first say Emes V'Yatzi V'Nachan V'Kayim V'Yashin, not only true, but they're everlasting and they're truthful. And what is truthful? There are about 15 or 16 descriptions of these are Mekubo, V'Tov, V'Yafe, what? Hadavar Hazeh. This matter that we just read, all of these ideas, these principles of faith that we just read are Emes, and they're Yatziv. They're true, and we're saying them. Not only are they true, but we're saying them with conviction. And then we'd say three other Emeses. We're saying, and then we sort of go back. Emes, Shata, So we first say that what's Emes? Elokei Olam Malkeinu Tzur Kol Mageni Shenu L'Dabrachu Kayam Shmo Kayam. We're saying that God, you are our King. You are our King forever. We sort of go back on these three themes. The first theme is that God is our King. That's the first theme of Kriyat Shema, the first bracha of Kabbalah Sol Mechu Shemayim. And then we say, Dvar Chayim V'Kayimim Ne'amanim V'Nechmadim, that God's words, His Torah, His mitzvos, are forever. For Al V'Seinu V'Aleinu Abaneinu V'Al Doroseinu V'Al Kol Doroseinu Yisrael Avadecha. And it's a Chok V'Lo Yavor, that these mitzvos, the Dvar of Chayim Kayimim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and mitzvos, are true for our ancestors, for us, and for our descendants. Again, this reflects the second paragraph of Kriyat Shema. And then the third paragraph, that Hashem is Podenu Matzilenu, that He's going to redeem us and save us. That's the third paragraph of Kriyat Shema. So in the beginning of this final bracha of Kriyat Shema, right, the one between Shema and Shmoneh Esrei, not only does it correspond to the redemption paragraph, but it also is a response to Shema, that everything we just said is Emes. Hadavar Hazeh, this whole matter that we just read is Emes. What's Emes? The theme of the first paragraph, that Hashem is our King. The theme of the second paragraph, that Hashem's Devarav Chayim V'Kayamim, that they give us life, and they sustain us and on our generations. And number three, that Hashem is our Redeemer. And then, in the paragraph of Ezras of Oseinu, we're ready to talk about specifically the redemption from Egypt, which corresponds to the third paragraph of Kriyat Shema in more detail. But then we do more than that. Then afterwards, we say that we summarize the Shira of Moshe, that in response to the redemption, what do? We said Shira, Michamocha Berlim Hashem, Hashem Yimloch Lamoed, Shira Chadasha Shibchu Geulim. So why are we mentioning both the redemption from Egypt and also the Shira? Because there are two different Gemaras. There's one Gemara which tells us, and both of them are from Brachos. One Gemara tells us, Smichas Geula Tefila, we have to juxtapose Geula to Tefila. Right before we mention, we ask Hashem our needs in Tefila, we have to first mention that Hashem is our Redeemer. Smichas Geula Litfila. And then secondly, there's another Gemara which says, Ein Omdim Lispalel El Mitoch Simcha. That we don't daven Shmoneh Esrei, we don't daven to Hashem unless we're in a state of simcha and happiness. How do we achieve a state of happiness? If we come to Shmoneh Esrei and when we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we say Ashrei and Mincha before we daven Shmoneh Esrei. Because why? We're praising Hashem, we're saying Shira, and then we say Shmoneh Esrei. So what are we doing? After we respond to what we just read in the Shema, the three paragraphs, that it's all MS. The theme of the first paragraph, second paragraph, and third paragraph are all MS. It's our response. Then what do? We mention Geula, Smichas Geula Tefila. We mention specifically the redemption of Egypt. And then we also praise Hashem, just like Moshe. We say the praise of Moshe Rabbeinu, Micha Mocha, and Hashem Yiloch Lom Voed. And now we're ready to recite Shmoneh Esrei, to have that conversation, the intimate conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.